From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. A legal settlement today in New York means millions of dollars for musicians and songwriters. The New York State Attorney General's office announced the settlement. It involves unpaid royalties and the nation's largest record companies. Joel Rose of member station WHYY reports.
The Attorney General's office found that record companies had lost track of many artists and writers and had simply stopped making the legally required royalty payments. New York Attorney General Elliot Spitzer says a two-year investigation revealed that the labels were sitting on $50 million in unclaimed royalties.
Many of us have a perception that the artists are all superstars living in Beverly Hills in big mansions. In fact, many of them are artists who have been part of a band that gets a small stream of income, and the incremental dollars they will get in this return of funds is hugely important to them, and of course it's also theirs, they deserve it.
Some of the artists who will get royalties out of the deal announced today are household names, including Dolly Parton, Sean P. Diddy Combs, and Harry Belafonte.
You wonder, gee, how hard were they looking if they couldn't find Dave Matthews or Dolly Parton? So I think there will be greater focus now.
The labels involved in the settlement are Sony, Warner, Universal, EMI, and BMG. The Recording Industry Association of America, which represents the majors, did not want to speak on tape about the deal. But in a written statement, the association's legal counsel said that record companies, quote, aggressively and proactively search for artists who are owed royalties. Under the settlement, the Attorney General's office says the record labels have agreed to post the names of those artists and writers on company websites. Jay Rosenthal is an attorney for the Recording Artists Coalition, a nonprofit group that represents the legal interests of musicians. Rosenthal says record labels often do as little as possible until they're forced.
If the artist moves and that address isn't updated, under the contract, the only obligation that the label has is to try for that one particular address, and if they fail, they really have no obligation to try harder and to do anything else. And this is why these monies accumulate.
The New York Attorney General's office says it will check to see if the record labels are in fact trying harder as a result of the settlement. Attorney General Elliot Spitzer says that since the investigation began, the record labels have paid out $25 million. He says another $25 million will change hands shortly as part of the deal. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose.